Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil.
And I'm Anna Palmer. There is a lot of news happening on the trade front this morning. Let's catch you up. The Post is reporting that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said NAFTA talks imploded after VP Mike Pence demanded a deal expire automatically in 5 years. Trudeau said there is no way Canada would sign a deal like that. And with any policy drama, cue the West Wing palace intrigue story. Ben White, Andrew Rustuccia, and Nancy Cook report that there is nasty behind-the-scenes fights on trade that are increasingly bursting into public view.
Typically, a White House communications office would implement a strategy for communicating the administration's position on a major policy initiative. It's been 3 months since Hope Hicks departed the White House, and no process has been put in place to permanently fill her slot. The reaction on the Hill has been horrible. Burgess Everett reports that Republicans thought Trump was going to hit China, not key allies, with tariffs. Meanwhile, Speaker Paul Ryan is keeping his eye on the prize. The Columbus Dispatch reports that the speaker raised $700,000 in Ohio this week.
The New York Times is reporting that Stormy Daniels' lawyer sought out help from major Democratic donors like David Brock in his fight with Trump. Michael Avenatti tells them that they have not taken any dollars associated with the right or the left. And our colleague Kyle Cheney reports that the White House once touted FBI informant Stefan Helper's support for Trump's trade agenda in a press release.
The cover of the New York Post today, The Apprentice, your pardoned edition, with photos of Dinesh D'Souza, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, and an empty pane that says, who is next? The New York Times reports that Trump has connections to a lot of the people he is pardoning. Senator Ted Cruz pushed for Dinesh D'Souza's pardon, while Rod Blagojevich appeared on Celebrity Apprentice. Martha Stewart hosted an Apprentice spinoff. Another connection, all three were tied to prosecutors who have become nemeses of the president. Preet Bharara prosecuted D'Souza, Jim Comey prosecuted Stewart, and Patrick Fitzgerald, a close colleague of Comey's, prosecuted Blagojevich.
On the investigations front, the Post is reporting that prosecutors are interviewing James Comey as part of a probe into whether Andrew McCabe, Comey's one-time deputy, should be charged. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. In the morning, the president will participate in the U.S. Coast Guard Change of Command ceremony. He will also meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo before heading to Camp David. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.